Hey, it's John Bollinger. I'm here with Donnie Blair of the Toadies. Donnie, thanks so much for joining me,
man. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Tell me about this sexy bass.
Well, thank you. This is a Steve Harris Fender model that I got as a gift from my brother, Zach, and from Michael Schultz from Fender. Helped us out with this.
Great. Hey, just a little sideline. Your brother, actually, you and Perry were geeking out about
my brother Zach, he's a guitar player in Rise Against. He's done this as well.
Yeah, did
and
a rundown
he and
as well.
I love this kind of stuff. We're big guitar nerds.
All right, you know,
gear nerds.
That's our demo. All
yeah.
right, okay.
And, but this was a Steve Harris bass. It is a Steve Harris bass, but it's way heavier. Heavier body than my other Steve Harris bass that I have, but it comes stock with a badass and Steve Harris Seymour Duncans that are way higher output. I guess he had made specifically. And then he added that, and I get people asking me, wow, you're a West Ham fan. Like, I don't know who the fuck that is. I don't give a shit. I like Steve Harris, so it came with it. It could have had Ronald Reagan on it. I don't give a shit. I love the bass.
Yeah.
You know?
Great. I love the pinstripe up there. That
yeah,
is, what
I guess
a nice
that's
blur.
Their colors or something. So it's,
yeah.
I think this thing is like about 20 pounds or something.
Wow.
When I first got it, it took me a while to get used to it.
But you don't mind the weight? You just, it's worth it for the tone?
Oh, yeah. And then again, I don't know. I would say that my band members agree with me, but I think they have me turned down in their ears, so we just won't go along with
well,
that.
Well, hearing you coming off the stage, you're coming off loud and proud. Just
I
right
try,
off the.
I try.
Yeah.
Definitely. Thank you.
Yeah, good for you, man. Okay, so and this is just as it came from the Fender Custom Shop.
No, doc, I can't recommend a better Fender bass, either this or the Geddy Lee Signature.
Right.
Those two are just amazing. You can take them off and just go and play a gig.
Yeah.
You know, that with these. You
Ooh,
know.
That's a good segue. Let's talk about these.
It's what I do. These are acoustic. I'm a big John Paul Jones, obviously.
Nice.
And Jaco Pastorius nerd. Oh. So I always saw that they had these. And I had a really nice Ampeg rig beforehand. I had bought one just for kind of the heck of it. You know?
Yeah.
We plugged it in, and it, for me and for the band, it blew away the Ampeg.
How cool.
They're cheap. If it busts, you go get another one. $250 yeah. bucks from Guitar Center.
Really?
Stock. Yeah. I've gotten nothing but just good compliments on the bass tone with these things. They're punchy right where you need it. I don't think it's for everybody, but it's for us, for the band.
Yeah.
We need punch. We need that tone, you know? So it's a little bit of a... It works perfect for Toadies.
Very
you know?
Cool.
Yeah.
And so you've got a backup just in case.
Yeah, just in case this one goes down, you know, we've got another one just to make sure. You know, it's kind of, you kind of have to have your backups just in case the shit goes down.
Right,
you know?
Which inevitably.
It's going to. Yeah. It has. It
yeah,
has.
Particularly if you don't have the backup, then it absolutely will.
It
yeah.
Always will.
Always. Yeah.
Always will. Always, always
very
will.
Very cool. Okay, well. Finishing up your very lean and mean setup. Let's see what we got here.
All right, we have...
starting with the standard of the industry, the Chromatic.
Yeah. I used to have a hell of a lot more. I had just probably 6 pedals. I figured out I didn't need them. I was playing a Rickenbacker at the time, and I needed more power out of it. I needed more signal boost. And once I switched to the P basses, I didn't need it anymore. So
very cool.
I got this dark glass. And if anybody wants to just get the perfect tone with it, basically it's a Sans amp, and they chalked it full of Ampeg tubes and circuitry. It's the perfect synthesis between the two. I'll get into it with my friends, like Chris from Strung Out, their bass player. He's an Aguilar guy. They're great, but... I love those.
Great. And let's hear that thing. What exactly? Yeah, let's see where you're. Okay, I mean, let's hear your straight tone.
You know, that kind of shit. But just a little bit more gain. It's not too much.
No, it's really kind of subtle.
And I can make it hell of a lot more if I want, like a Sans Amp. But mm-hmm. just with the Sans Amp, the tone is a little too brittle. Once you go for it, it's yeah. just, it's more of that solid state. And obviously this is solid state, but they figured out a way to fool you into thinking it's kind of tube. I don't know how the hell they pulled it off.
Yeah, you kind of feel that fuzziness. That's
exactly.
great.
It's more of a natural gain instead of that Sans Amp brittle, you know? And then for here, I have a Bassmaster.
Yeah.
We call it the Ass Master.
Sure, why wouldn't
why
you?
Why the hell wouldn't I? But then again, some people call me the Ass Master. And it's not why you think. So, actually this, the bass player from the Melvins uses this, and that's all I need to know. Like, I didn't even know how it sounded like. I'll take one of those, please.
Oh, good, know? Cool. Well, let's hear that bad boy.
It is. That kind of shit.
Well, I think you literally just knocked a filling out of my tooth.
My job is done. I'm done.
Just shook it loose.
And seen.
Yeah.
And we're done.
That's great. Now, do you run them in conjunction like that?
No. The thing that I like about doing it, especially with Toadies, is I used to just kind of run everything all at the same time. They taught me to use the pedals, to use... You know, I was always just back here guy. Playing with them, I've learned to use the instrument, use the pedals, you know, for basically just for high and low. If we want to be soft, turn all this shit off. If we want to go louder,
yeah.
turn it back on. You
yeah,
know?
Very
just
cool.
Just for different depth and things. So it's been a good education.
Yeah, very cool, man.
Cool.
Well, hey, thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much. Pleasure.
Sure.
Yeah, glad meeting
you. Thank
you
so much. Thank
Cheers.
You very much. Thank you, guys.
All right. Hey, this is John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. I'm here with Vaden Lewis of the Toadies. Vaden, thanks for joining us on this
yeah.
rainy day in Nashville.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, at the Exit Inn, what a great legendary rock and roll
Oh yeah,
club.
Yeah, love it.
How many times do you think you've played here?
Shit, I don't even know. Tons.
A lot, yeah. Tons. Yeah, a lot. I would like every year for...
too many.
Yeah, for too many. Well, hey, let's start with this guitar, man.
Okay.
Let's hear all about this thing.
Well, it's an SG made by Gibson.
Yeah, there we go.
And it is a 1964, I think, reissue. Something I should know.
Yeah.
But do not. And I believe this is the one I got in the 90s. And then Gibson was kind enough to give me one in
oh, cool.
08, I think it was.
So. Oh, great. So you've got, and so this is your number one, then you've got a backup basically.
They're interchangeable.
Yeah,
totally. And that's what they're for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you kept them stock or you modified anything?
I just love the way they are stock, yeah.
God, it really, just hearing you on that intro, it sounds, you forget how great and chimey SGs are.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They're like absolute. Clarity and dirt all kind of living together.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Fabulous. What gauge strings do you run on that?
That's a good question. This is a 10 to 52.
Oh, 10 to, okay, so a heavy bottom end.
Yeah, and I believe I used to do 11s
Oof.
Or higher because I kept breaking strings, but then I realized maybe I'm just being an asshole with my guitar.
Yeah, okay, so you lightened up the strings and lightened up that sledgehammer
a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, well, hey, let's look at this very cool amp behind
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned SG, and I would, you know, I grew up listening to AC/DC. That was my first jumping off a sofa moment, you know?
Right, oh yeah.
So like an SG into an 800, into a Marshall cab, you're done.
Yeah, it is the recipe for that thing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, so is it all stock your JCM 800?
I'm an all stock guy when it comes to music gear.
Yeah,
because
I get it.
My thing is, after touring so many years without a crew, if it breaks, we're just screwed.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah. I keep everything stock and easily interchangeable. I just find what I love and stick with it.
Right. Yeah, and it's interesting how, you know, like vintage guys, it's all about finding that perfect stock thing, because the idea is, well, that's how they made it, with the idea
right.
of these ingredients go together.
Yeah.
But guys with newer gear tend to change stuff out.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Yeah, I don't know, we're all chasing something. But yeah, I'm a stock guy as well for the most part.
Yeah, you can tell that I don't like replacing stuff very often from looking at that cabinet.
Right, tell me about that. When'd you get that?
Jesus, I don't even know. That'd be in the 90s, I guess.
And the amp is a newer one, obviously.
I got that when we got back together in 07, 08.
Okay, great. Yeah. So you're over a decade in on that head.
Oh, loving it, yeah. We get it retuned, rebiased every tour, and just a champ.
Yeah, fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay, easy enough. Well, let's talk about this really pretty modest pedal board.
Yeah. So like my rig and like my touring ethic, I'd like to keep it fairly simple and have a backup duplicate of everything.
Right.
So usual tuner.
Sure.
Just a little MXR microamp for the occasional, or if I need to pull myself above the mix a little bit, just so I can
sure.
hear myself. I know our front of house guy's got a handle out there, but maybe I don't up here.
Right.
A little MXR carbon copy, just for a little slapback.
Yeah.
On one or two tunes. Sorry, I got a little thing going on up here.
'Tis the season.
Yeah. And I just, for this tour, for one song, I brought out this equalizer, and all this is running in front, by the way. Nothing's in the effects loop.
Yeah.
Except for the MXR. That goes to the effects loop, or it doesn't do anything. But the equalizer, I just pulled down the level a little bit, and you can see that fucking thing is 100 years old.
Yeah.
But I just pulled down the level a little bit for one song that on the record starts off with an acoustic guitar, and I want to just kind of clean it up a little bit more.
Sure.
Then goes into the full drive, which I searched forever for a distortion pedal that didn't suck out all the low end, and I finally found one. And it just really boosts up the low end. This Ibanez Tube Screamer for a little added extra screaming. and then this Holy Stain, I use it for some reverb, and it's also got a setting for pitch shift. On a new record, we have a little pitch shift going on.
Oh, very cool.
So, yeah, the main deal with my rig is I used to travel with a JCM 900. And I had the same thing. I'd get a great tone on one channel and then switch to the other channel, but they share EQ, so all the low end would go away.
Right.
So I decided just to go with the 800, one channel, and just have a clean tone, you know. Just for just that medium bite.
Yeah.
Crank it up another level with the full drive. Full drive. And then if I want to get all the way with it, you get feedback.
Right.
So this is kind of a three-tiered little thing, plus the extra boost from the microamp.
Do you ever just stomp on everything? Like, I mean, everything with the EQ, just like let push everything all the way up.
No, but there are a couple of spots where I have to mute both of these guys at the same time, so I got pretty good at the sideways.
Yeah, right. Stomp. And what is with the radial over the side?
Oh, it's a DI for my bullet mic.
Oh,
yeah, vocal thing.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for that weird AM radio kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah,
totally.
Tone. Yeah, very cool. Hey, in your new record, how many albums have the Toadies done?
Oh, geez. This would be
seven.
Seven?
Seven?
Number seven? Number seven.
Yeah, number seven. Lucky number seven.
I was there for all of them.
Yeah, right from the very beginning. Yeah, great. All right, well, hey, man, congrats. Thanks for everything.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it. Cheers. All right. Hey, this is John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. I'm with Clark Vogler of the Toadies. Clark, thanks for joining us,
man.
Yeah,
thanks for having me on here.
So first of all, love the crazy whammy dives. It's kind of part of the Toadies thing, right?
It is part of the Toadies thing. And
don't get away from it.
You have to have a locking tremolo or you can't do all that crazy dive and expect to still be in tune.
Yeah, you're not going to do that on a Bigsby.
No, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And because of that, I love jazz masters, but I didn't want to like route a real jazz master out.
Sure.
To put one in. So
yeah, kind of heresy. So
yeah, exactly. You understand. Yeah. So instead, I just put one together from Warmoth parts.
Cool.
And kind of got to customize.
Oh, very cool.
And get the whammy.
Yeah, very cool. So did you literally you bought a body, bought a neck, and put it together yourself? Or find
no,
a luthier?
I had a friend do it.
Good for you, yeah.
But you know what? I was on warmoth.com today putting together a Mustang, so I think this next time I'm going to try to put it together.
Oh, really?
And learn how to wire it, learn how to set it up. That's my
worst
plan.
Case scenario, you mess
send
it up,
the guy.
Give it to your buddy. Yeah. Okay. Good. So is this your number one?
This is my number one. I used to play this Strat that came from the custom shop. That was sounded good. It plays good. It's still up there, but it's my backup. As soon as I put this together and started using this amp, then all of a sudden I started getting compliments about my tone. And
yeah.
Nobody had ever really complimented me about that before.
Oh, really?
So I've just kind of stuck with this setup. It's working for me.
I mean, what do you think? Is the tone that much better? Does this guitar just look cooler?
The guitar looks cooler.
Because the guitar looks very cool.
It turns out it's actually harder to play than the Strat because the scale is a little bit longer and the tension's different. It screws me up a little bit. But I think this one doesn't distort as easily, and so the tone is just it's a little richer before it breaks up, and
cool.
And it's a little bit on the restrained side, tone side.
Cool. And what pickups did you choose?
I can't remember what this one is. This one right here is a Seymour Duncan custom, because I called the company and talked to them, told them what I need, and in this band, I got to do a bunch of feedback. Like there's a lot of songs that just have
noisy.
20 or 40 seconds of feedback, but it's not atonal. It's got to be musical feedback.
Yeah.
So they directed me to this pickup, which is absolutely perfect. If I hit a D chord and I start getting the feedback, if I hit my feedback pedal, then it's going to be all these nice harmonics up and down that chord.
Ooh, let's hear that.
We got a couple of them there, but
depending
on the stage in the room, you can move around and get like, you know, your fifth or your seventh.
That's so cool, man. And the cool thing is it almost like sounded like some chorusing and weird verb, and that was just overdrive.
That's
that was
just that one. I mean, I pretty much just use one overdrive pedal. I keep this one, the amp's kind of dirty.
Yeah.
But it's not enough to like really go feeding back.
Yeah.
Instant feedback, yeah.
So it's almost like a sustainer, man.
It'll just keep going. It'll keep going. I like that.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, very cool. And the Floyd Rose, of course, we got
Floyd Rose, gotta have, yeah.
Yeah.
Locking system stays in tune.
Yeah, great.
Pretty simple.
Okay, fabulous. And then the Strat is your backup.
Strat's my backup.
Let's talk about your amps.
Okay.
Or your amp, rather.
Well, it's interesting. I bought this one, this combo, just for my home practice unit because I wanted something that sounded good to be inspired to play at home. And our singer Vaden said, we'll bring it in the studio just in case. We'll see how it sounds with things. And we ended up plugging it into this and we used it all over that record, which is No Deliverance. And then, you know, pretty much that week it just became, well, let's just make it part of the live setup.
Right.
And it turns out since then I have become endorsed by Orange.
Oh.
I'm an Orange artist. But I've yet to replace my whole rig because this one's working so well.
Yeah.
But it's just a 30 watt combo powering a 412. Now the speakers in here are not plugged in, so that's really just acting like a brain, and that's your speakers.
Well, you know, but for 30 watts,
yeah.
I mean, man.
It's barely, not even halfway
down.
Up. Yeah.
He was nice enough to like cut his volume considerably when he started this interview, and it is really loud. So I imagine in full flight, it's peeling paint off the
It's way
floor.
More than I even need, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, really, for even big rooms, this 30 watt through that just fills it up on my side of the stage.
Yeah, yeah, any more than that and you're like drowning out the drums.
Yes, yes.
yeah, great, man, okay, very cool. So in the Orange cab is?
It's just a standard Orange cab I got new in 96. I'm pretty sure there's Celestians in there, but I couldn't promise you. Never opened it up.
And never had to,
it's
huh?
It's just stock, yeah. It's
yeah.
Just been working.
Very cool. Okay, now let's talk about your very modest pedal board.
Very modest. I'd like to keep it, I like to keep as few things in between the guitar and the amp as possible.
Sure.
And so I really just have a tube screamer. I've gone through a few different, all those tube screamers work. They have the various configurations.
Yeah.
Those have always been kind of my just go-to for noise or solos or feedback or whatever. It kind of, it can just do it all.
Yeah, the TS-9, isn't it amazing? They got it right.
It's like, just so simple. And
they got it right like 40 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, and they're still selling them.
Yeah.
So that is pretty much my everything pedal.
Yeah.
Sometimes I need a little bit of reverb, and so that'll go, maybe if I'm doing feedback on some songs where it's got to have kind of a spooky, haunty feel, then the reverb will come on.
Yeah. That is spooky.
And yeah, so the feed, you know, a little bit of reverb here and there, but mostly it's just feedback and tuner pedal.
Wow, man. That, and then the orange pedal is for changing cabs?
It's a channel switcher. Yeah, there's a clean channel on that amp, and just real basic, simple, which I use on a few songs. There's one. Back to the noise for that.
Right. Well, that's fabulous. Man, I like that. Lean and mean.
Keep it simple.
Yeah,
that's
great. Well, hey, congrats.
Thank you.
On the new album. Have fun on the Never Ending Tour.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us here.
Thanks for having me here. I'm happy to be here.
All right.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.